Mary had a little man.
The fall.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Keep the faith.
This is going to be a disaster.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Tyranny is rising in the White House, and a man has declared himself our king. Okay. So I would like to know, rather, the people would like to know, you, congressmen, and your fellow congressmen are going to do to rein in the megalomaniac in the White House.
Wow. Sustained.
I'm not going to give you my best foghorn leghorn response. But when I was even... Go ahead, sit down. Thank you. When you talk about tyranny, when you talk about presidential power, I remember having the same discussion with Republicans when Biden was elected.
Nobody's buying that, Rich McCormick. Nobody's buying what you're selling.
The funny thing is, you're sitting here and a lot of you would probably say those January 6s who are yelling just as loud as you.
What?
Let's get to this. I've seen Game of Thrones too, thank you. Let's go ahead and move on because...
No! Hello! Happy Friday, besties. Oh, okay, so that's Ruby Red, Georgia. That is a Republican town hall meeting that was led by their representative, Rich McCormack, who sort of looked like he was going to break into a lounge act to defeat the crowd that was against him that had just recently voted for him. So you know what, everybody, I think? You know what I think? The party's over. It's time to call it a day. I mean, he should just burst into song there. I would say the honeymoon is over, but Donald Trump's not even done screwing us. I mean, it's painful and it's going to take a really long time because he's almost, what, 90? So yeah, no, he's not done screwing us. And it's just like the most amazing thing that we're going through right now. Truly, it won't last. Okay, can I just tell you that? This is not going to be a long, lengthy presidency. This isn't going to last. I mean, the idea that Donald Trump is looking for waste and fraud with a sledgehammer taken to congressionally approved agencies that literally exist to save us money, and they do. I mean, look at the things that they're going after, okay? This is so pathetic. And this is why Georgia is starting to stand up and scream and yell at the Republican representative that they just chose for themselves to represent them in that their House of Representatives. The idea that you're going to save, where you're going to find $2 trillion, $2 trillion, everybody, by cutting Meals on Wheels is hysterical to me. Hysterical to me. It's sad for those who need the meals. It's sad for those who drive the wheels because it is a very cost-effective program, and the people who depend on it are freaked out because nobody's coming to the home. And, you know, I just want you to understand Meals on Wheels is not completely free. I will tell you this. People are never turned away for inability to pay. No, they're not. But they do ask for seniors to pay like $7 a meal in some places and $10.50 a meal in other places. But if you try to replace Meals on Wheels with a private aid that could cook a little meal, could cook a little breakfast, could cook a little lunch, remember this, okay? And I know this because I am the older. I'm the old hag, as they just decided to call me on Twitter. Good. Yay. I accept it. Yes. Fine. It's fine. I don't give a damn, okay? Because I know what I know because I'm old. And a hag, I don't know. You could, you know, we could argue that one. But it costs $30 minimum an hour for a home aide to go to mom's house to cook a little breakfast. But guess what? The home aide has a four-hour minimum because she has to travel, right? And so if she's going to travel to you, to your mom, whatever, she's going to say, okay, you can hire me for $30 an hour, but I have a four-hour minimum. So right there is $120 to get mom, dad, to get Auntie Rose a meal, okay, cooked in the home, $120. Meals on Wheels, free if you can't pay, $7 if you can, $10.50 if you really, you know, situated well with your little Social Security check, okay? So why are we looking at that program and saying this is what must go? The IRS, now I understand MAGA doesn't do math. I get it. They don't read. They don't do math. They can't do the numbers, okay? We did it to ourselves, everybody. We did it to our own education system. We actually did. So let's do the math, you know, in a way that they can understand. So the IRS costs, now don't be afraid. The numbers are kind of big here, but don't be afraid. The IRS costs $12 billion a year to run. It collects $4.5 trillion a year. One is bigger than the other. See, one is larger. One is what it costs to run it. The other is the return on the cost to run it, which is exponentially greater. And that's all you could say to a MAGA, because they don't understand the math. They just don't. Also, if you wanted to go for like big money, like really big money, everybody, like the wheel, spin the wheel. They understand that. What you would do is you would look for things that cost trillions of dollars, not things that bring in trillions of dollars. Do you see how that works? Okay, good. So if you're going to look at things that cost trillions of dollars, you might want to have a little gander at the tax cuts. The 2017 ones cost $2 trillion. Bingo, we're done. Go home, everybody. Have a beer. Relax now. Enjoy. The other things that you could look at, $2 trillion, $2 trillion, the pressure of identifying a program in this nation that will go. Oh, I know, the new F-35 program, $2 trillion hasn't been delivered, you know? Just saying, why are you going after Meals on Wheels? Why are you going after USAID? Why are you going after park rangers today? Did you see the park rangers? You got one biologist for like all of Yosemite. You got one locksmith. Swear to God, I saw this today. I almost died. I didn't want to pull it because, you know, there was nothing I could do to zhuzh up a locksmith story. I mean, it was, I live next door to a locksmith. Hi, Bob. But yeah, no, you can't really make that story exciting. But he was trying to explain that he just got laid off. The one locksmith in Yosemite that is responsible for 1,000 structures. There are 1,000 structures in Yosemite National Park. They laid off the locksmith. So smart. Just Elon Musk is a genius, I tell you that. And let's switch sides in the Ukraine-Russia thing. Let's just switch sides now. Let's not be on the side of freedom-loving people. Let's not be on the side of people that literally pulled away from the Soviet Union, from Russia, and made themselves into a democracy and have, you know, lived a free and fair life for 30 years. Let's side with the people. Let's side with the dictator, Vladimir Putin. Let's side with him.